We're here at the Beltwide Cotton Conferences in the FMC exhibit, and with me is Rusty. Rusty, could you introduce yourself for me, please?
I'm Rusty Mitchell with FMC Corporation, Technical Support Specialist for the Southern Region or Mid-South.
All right, very good. Now, of course, you're talking to farmers come here to find out what's new. And what's new here with FMC you're talking to them about is display. And tell me a little bit about that.
Display is a new cotton defoliation product that we just introduced in late 2012. We launched it in 2012, received a registration late, so it was kind of on a limited basis. We're pushing it much, much harder here in 2013.
So that now with the registration, it's for all states then?
It is for all states, all cotton producing states, absolutely.
Okay, so tell me what display does then.
It is a combination of two PPO active ingredients. It's got carfentrazone, which you're familiar with AIM, and then fluthiocetmethyl. It is a product that does a great job dropping off leaves. We can use it in a two-way or a three-way mix, whether it goes in with Ethafon in a two-way mix to help open up bowls, or is a three-way combination without Azurine.
Now, you said you got a pretty good response from the growers that were able to use it at the end of the season last year?
Very, very successful in 2012. Quite impressed with it. It's not quite as aggressive as AIM is. Easier in defoliating, yet it drops the leaves off. We don't have any issues like we have seen in some cases with leaf sticking. Can be used again in a first shot in a two-way, three-way mix, and then can even come back in with a sequential application if one chooses to do so.
So this is a combination, not a new chemistry?
It is a combination. Well, it's a combination of two PPO, portal porphyrogenic oxidase inhibiting compounds. One of them is a carfentrazone, and the other is a fluthiocetmethyl.
Why did you develop this? Why did you think the need is for this product among cotton growers?
We wanted something that was a little bit gentler than what we had seen out of carfentrazone. Something that was a little bit more subtle from the standpoint of dropping leaves, and was one that was not as aggressive and concerned with leaf sticking and that kind of thing.
Now, what do you think about FMC's presence here at the Beltwide Cotton Conferences, just to be able to talk to these producers? This is really going to be the last time you're going to have this format to do that. How has it helped you to be able to connect with the producers that have been able to come to the Beltwide?
It has. I think we're going to really miss it from the standpoint of the technical trade show type of scenario. I know a lot of our producers get a lot of this information on a more localized basis from the state specialist. But the interaction that you do get out of that is something that is going to be truly missed, in my opinion.
Right. So how are you going to be able to connect with the producers in going forward?
Well, unfortunately, because of the technologies that we have today, a lot of that information is coming across on the Internet. And so in many cases, a lot of producers do not have to go to these national shows like they have in the past. So they will get that information from the Internet, and even industry as ourselves now, we're picking up on this technology as well. And so a lot of that information that they were initially getting early in the season in a scenario like this, they're now going to be getting actually literally weeks to days before they actually need to on the Internet. So.
But you'll still be able to go to more of the regional shows like Sunbelt and World Ag Expo and places like that.
Absolutely. You've got the regional information that you can get as well. And, of course, you also got the information that is constantly being generated by the agriculture extension specialists also within the state.
So with that in mind, then, where can growers go to find out more about display?
Oh, by all means, FMCCrop.com. You can go to FMCCrop.com. We've got labels and information for display as well as the other products that we do have available for cotton production as well as corn, soybeans, rice, a lot of the commodity crops.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add, Rusty?
I don't think so, other than appreciate the opportunity to be able to talk with you.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Here at the Beltwide Cotton Conferences, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.